Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1736, Luxury or Essential, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Luxury or Essential, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. It's safe to say that most of us in line to become financially independent or retire early don't lead lives of luxury. For example, I shave with bar soap, buy socks at Walmart, don't pay for cable, and still don't own a smartphone. I'm just a lifelong cheapskate who's been privileged to splurge in a few areas. Frugality is a necessary baseline for most who build wealth. But does this mean that luxuries are bad? And what exactly is a luxury anyway? Could it be different for different people? The dictionary tells us that a luxury is something inessential, but conducive to pleasure and comfort. But that definition leaves quite a bit of room for interpretation. To be essential is to be close to the essence of something, inherent, almost a part of it. What is truly essential to human life? Water, food, clothing, shelter, companionship, it's a short list. And at least in the developed world, easily or freely obtained by most of us. Does that mean that everything else, from bicycles to BMWs, from ginger spice to ice cream, from watches to iPhones, is a luxury? Perhaps. When it comes to evaluating an expense for the kind of frugal living that leads to financial independence, I think it's more useful to focus on the following three factors rather than on whether something is a luxury or not by someone else's standards. Number one, what are its features in addition to its core function? Number two, what is its value to you in relation to its cost? And number three, what is its overall cost in relation to your living expenses? Take cars, for example. The core function of a vehicle is to transport you and some of your stuff from one place to another. Onboard navigation systems, iPod integration, rear view cameras, and 400 horsepower with paddle shifters really are supplementary to that goal. However, corporate marketing machines have been pretty effective at creating artificial functions for your vehicle, such as enhancing your self-image, or rewarding you for having arrived. When we bought our Prius in 2007, we wound up with the touring model because it was already on the lot, in the color we wanted, and the dealer was willing to negotiate aggressively on price. What made it a touring model? Alloy wheels with slightly larger and harder to find and more expensive tires, and a slightly larger rear spoiler. Utter foolishness. Since discontinued by Toyota. I'm glad we didn't pay more for these luxuries, which turned out to be slight liabilities in this case. But we do love our Prius, primarily because it has been cheap, functional, trouble-free transportation. Take our 2006 camper van. If purchased new, we got ours used, of course, it would cost as much as a BMW 7 Series sedan. Is our camper van a luxury vehicle then? Maybe, maybe not. is a lot slower, noisier, and harder to drive than a BMW sedan. We're somewhat less comfortable in it than we are in our full-size house or even a hotel room. On the other hand, it's a lot more comfortable than camping in a tent or a pop-up trailer. And by letting us cut lodging costs and prepare our own food on the road, it enables a mobile lifestyle and long, inexpensive vacations that have been steadily earning back the initial cost. Luxuries are fun. They make life more pleasurable and comfortable. In a world of infinite resources, time, and money, most of us would add all the luxuries we could on top of life's necessities. But alas, we only have so much money and so much time to learn, maintain, and play with our stuff. So for each purchase, we need to decide, is this truly valuable to me? And how do you know that? Ask yourself a few questions. How many hours do I have to work to afford this? How many hours will I use it? Will I still benefit from it a year from now? Is there a better way to spend my money? The primary luxury in my life for many years, until it was stolen last summer, was my mountain bike. I rode a near competition level model from a small, trendy US bike manufacturer, outfitted with top of the line components. Though I got a deal on it from a friend in the business, it retailed for what would be a generous month's pay for many. Outrageous to spend that much on a bicycle, right? Yet I never once regretted this luxury in my life. I could easily afford it, in part because we own so few other luxuries, and it gave me riding confidence on countless exciting backcountry adventures with my teenage son. When it was stolen, I was content enough to replace it with a recreational level bike at less than one-third the cost, because I no longer valued the luxury in that area of my life. That brings us to a final question for evaluating luxuries in your life. Can you afford it? The issue with luxuries isn't that they are inherently evil or inappropriate. The problem is when you develop habits to the point that expensive luxuries become necessities, or you want them in all areas of your life. Take the well-worn latte factor. It's hard to find a personal finance website without either an article or a calculator showing you how much you could save towards retirement if you swore off expensive coffee drinks. Well, I have a confession. We like high-end coffee shops and bakeries. Sometimes, usually on vacation, we go to them. But we've never lived near one, so it's never been part of our daily routine. A few times a quarter, when we're traveling away from home, it's a fun splurge. And it's never enough money to be more than a blip on our monthly spending. We could probably even afford a latte a day if we wanted, but then that would start to crowd out other potential luxuries. And coffee just isn't that important to us. So, when thinking about the expenses in your life, ask yourself these three questions. Number one, is this optional? If so, then it is, to some extent, a luxury, and you should give it a little more thought before spending. Number two, is this truly important to me? If it's something you value over almost anything else, then you should prioritize that expense, as long as you can answer this third question. Number three, can I afford it? Is it less than a few percent of your monthly budget, or does it enable long-term quantifiable savings or quality of life? If so, go for it. Otherwise, don't go there. When you spend money, you choose consumption today over the lifetime of interest income you'd achieve from investing it instead. The total amount of money you spend on consumption plus the foregone interest earnings adds up to the real cost of spending. This number is much higher than you might expect. That's because of compound interest. You just listened to the post titled Luxury or Essential by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think this question of luxury versus essential is highly subjective. When I look around me, I feel like I'm surrounded by luxury. I have a great house with central air that's larger than any apartment I've ever lived in. I have plenty of food in the fridge and running water and a car that gets me from point A to point B. But I suspect that most people would never describe my lifestyle as luxurious. That house that I love? It's only 1,100 square feet with no garage in a neighborhood that's up and coming, but still a bit rough around the edges. That food in the fridge? It's certainly not caviar. And I'm not splurging on fancy filters for that running water either. I'm perfectly fine to drink tap water. That car that I love? It's definitely not a Tesla. I'm cruising around in a 2010 Mazda 3 that I bought for $6,000 cash. I think it feels luxurious to me because I've learned to foster a deep appreciation for these things, and I've developed the capacity to enjoy simplicity. As Socrates said, quote, "The secret of happiness, you see, is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less," end quote. Enjoying less is an incredible skill set that our consumerist culture will never talk about. But it will make you rich as and not just rich monetarily, but rich in time and energy as well. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.